Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Today we look at angina pectoris. We'll highlight its causes and treatment. I am Prince Moore. Stay with us. Angina pectoris is a medical term used to describe the temporary chest discomfort that occurs when the heart is not getting enough blood.
The angina pectoris refers to pain in the chest that really comes about because of the heart muscle not having enough oxygen. So the idea is that you have an uncomfortable sensation in your chest. It could be a pain, it could be a pressure, it could be a squeezing, and this is a result of the heart muscle not having enough oxygen.
Consultant cardiologist at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Marilyn Lawrence Wright. Angina pectoris is usually caused by heart disease.
So the most common cause of the heart muscle not having enough oxygen is a disease that we call coronary artery disease or atherosclerosis, which basically refers to a hardening of the walls of the blood vessels that feed the heart. And, you know, this is a disease that gives rise to things like heart attacks.
Persons with medical conditions such as hypertension, diabetes, or high cholesterol are at greater risks of developing angina pectoris.
What happens is that if you have things such as high blood pressure or mellitus, if you have a history of smoking, if you're obese, if you're sedentary, these are things that predispose you to developing this atherosclerosis. And what happens is that you have a plaque that develops and gradually lessens the amount of lumen space that you have for blood to flow through. And so over time, you have less blood going through those blood vessels to the heart muscle, and it gives rise to angina pectoris.
How do you determine regular heartburn from angina pectoris?
What we know is that very often angina pectoris will happen more if you're exerting yourself, because at that time, the heart muscle needs more oxygen. So persons will tend to feel angina pectoris more when they're exerting themselves, like running or going up steps or so on. And so that may help you to distinguish it, because you wouldn't expect reflux to be more when you're going, you know, when you're exerting yourself. But at the same time, you have people who have severe disease who can get angina pectoris even at rest without doing anything.
If you're having pain or pressure in the middle of your chest, left neck, left shoulder or left arm, it's recommended that you immediately visit the nearest hospital. A medical doctor will carry out the necessary checks and provide treatment accordingly.
So in terms of treating coronary artery disease, which is a cause of angina pectoris, the main things to do are to try to increase oxygen to the heart muscle. And at the time of angina pectoris, very often what's happening is that you're having some sludging of blood in this kind of blocked vessel. And so what we do is we often say, you know, if you're at home and you have angina pectoris, chew an aspirin. And what that aspirin does is that it starts thinning the blood, and if there's any clot formation or sludging, it can kind of help to clear that and so improve the oxygen flow. The other thing that we often do right away is take a nitroglycerin, which is a certain medication that you can put under your tongue, and what that does is that it causes the blood vessel to open up, to dilate, and so even if there's some kind of blockage there, you're able to get more blood flow coming through, and so you're able to lessen the angina symptoms.
Consultant cardiologist at the Heart Foundation of Jamaica, Dr. Marilyn Lawrence Wright. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other GIS programs, go to gis.gov.jm/radio. With studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I am Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
Now hear this, if you're a landowner and you don't have your title,
come to LAMP and brighten your future.
LAMP makes getting your title affordable.
LAMP makes getting your title easy.
For real. If you're a small landowner, having your title can help you better your life.
Yeah.
You can use it as collateral to get a loan.
Right.
Start a business.
Improve your farm.
And school your children.
Apply for your title today.
At LAMP.
Better your life tomorrow.
Call 633-7300.
LAMP.
GIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the GIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. GIS, the voice of Jamaica.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.